This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America, and just for good measure, some of the leading independent stations around the country, too, dropped in here and there for good measure. Now, we also are broadcasting live streaming on the Internet, and we're also broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, our suicide jockers hauling the petroleum products to wherever it goes so we can have go juice to go. And, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course, we're streaming live on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com as well, and our podcast is available not only over there, and not only on GCNLive.com, but also on our answer stations, and on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Moon Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcast. So you can find us that-a-way. Now, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sticking around for this hour. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got our guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hi, everybody.
There you are.
Good morning, Professor.
Yep, that sounds better when you don't put that little noise in there, but that's okay. That darn guy trying to irritate you with his voice. Okay, we're ready to say the pledge. How about you guys?
I'm ready, Captain.
All right, I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the
United States
of America,
and
to the Republic
for
which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian findings and beliefs. And, of course, we want you to remember that. Now, Colonel, two words to get your reaction. Hunter Biden.
Well, that's one thing you can't see on radio. You can't see the expression on their face when you say that. I don't know whether it's a grimace or a smile, because I will tell you, for the first time in a long time, having to do with dealings with Hunter Biden, it looks like justice is actually appears to be being served. Yesterday was quite a day. And who would imagine? Everybody thought it was just going to be a thing, and then all of a sudden became the central news story yesterday when the sweetheart plea deal that he apparently had and fully expected to go in and just plead guilty and then go on his merry way and be forgotten annals of history. Well, that didn't happen because we had a judge who had the government, the prosecutor, the alleged prosecutor in this case, although that's questionable too, with Hunter Biden and his lawyers right there, and there was no such thing. It fell apart. and for good reason. It should have never been there in the first place.
Well, my reaction when I heard it was the following. That was me. I mean, you got to be a moron. You got to really be stupid to be in bed, the prosecution and the defense attorneys, to work up a deal that you knew wasn't going to fly to begin with. And I told you this a while ago when we had this discussion. I said there's not a judge out there that's worth their salt that's going to go along with this. There just isn't.
Yeah, I've got to tell you what, I'd give it anything. The police, the sketch artists inside there, because it was closed court hearing, probably didn't give justice the expression that you would see on Hunter Biden's face and his bong-sniffing, smoking lawyer in that courtroom. I would give it anything, but I would just see their expression at the moment when it says, rejected.
Well, we're going to be continued because she put some restraints on him until the next time they come to court. And I hope they give him a random drug test. That's number one. I hope he gets a random drug test and has the opportunity to fail, because I believe he will.
Yeah, well, the biggest outcome is that the felony charges, those that could potentially lead to jail time, are not shuffled under the rug. That's absolutely important. And that was the most egregious outcome of this plea deal that would have done that. And that's what the one side, he and his lawyers, were expecting and wanted. And I, quite honestly, I do believe that the prosecutors, quote-unquote prosecutors, that's what they expected too. But because of what has happened the last couple of weeks, everything that's been revealed, it became untenable for the government to go in with a position and say, oh, yeah, we'll forget about all that. All is forgiven for that. Let's go on our merry way. And it became impossible to do that. So their hand was called. And yep. That's good. It's good, not just because we want to have vengeance or see bad things happen to our president, but we want good things to happen for the country.
Yep.
And true justice.
Well,
and I think that was a step towards doing that.
When we come back from the break, which you're about ready to take, I'm waiting for the music to come up in my ear, which it will here in just a second. Kyle's going to be asking about Mayorkas yesterday and his performance, because there was another one. There was another one that's worth talking about. Hang in there, Colonel. Kyle, you hang in there. And when we come back, more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, by the way, chairman of the Republican Party Liberty Caucus there in Manatee County. And, of course, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Jeff in Sarasota. You folks coming out to have lunch with the Captain today for the last time at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. We'll get a chance to meet Jeff and the rest of our characters, our cast of characters that'll be over there at the lunch. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Moss Nissan with those dealerships here in the area. They are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, active or retired, and all church pastors too, whether you're active or retired, get a great deal given to you, and you get great care taken of you as well. Now, the vehicles also come, whether new or pre-owned, with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, the flagship store for Moss Nissan is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You'll see that great big, huge American flag up in the air about a mile away on a clear day. You'll see it, and you'll know you're going in the right place. Now, also, Nissan and Acura, side by side, that's Moss Nissan and Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa, North Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan on State Route 50 in Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Expressway, the parkway there, the toll road on the south side of the road. Now, in all the cases, when you get there, tell them the Captain sent you and see what happens. By the way, Moss Nissan, their motto, their statement, mission statement, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. All righty, let's go first to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Now we'll go down and pick up the colonel, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Kevin Wright, of course, is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Please tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, Captain, Professor, President for Duty. Yeah, we are neither charter affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are We are as conscious if we hold it true to constitutional principles of limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, which I think that all real Americans could agree to. And that's what we support and defend, and we're part of a state and national organization, and we are gearing up to help restore and preserve the Republic in 2024.
And I am proud to be a member of your group. Notice I said your group.
And we're delighted to have you a part of our group and a part of the larger network of Republican Under Caucus, because certainly the things that you advocate for in America's Third Watch are part and parcel about what we're all about, and we are a team.
You betcha. All right, and we've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go to the caller first. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, I have two things. One is the thing today on Hunter Biden. The lawyers for him, the reason that they went for such a silly thing is because they've gotten arrogant. They've been used to getting by with it in the deep state.
Of course.
And, that's just part of their arrogance. I think in a normal case, they wouldn't even thought they would have gotten a chance to get away with that, but they got arrogant and they got greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the judge realized that, and that's why one of the reasons the judge ruled out. The second thing is that I saw a guy on the internet was a military guy, and he was saying that the Russians have lost like 40,000 dead over in their Ukraine. Even though they've lost that much, he doesn't think any way that the Ukraine can win. And I just wondered, and he said Russia is just going to keep going. And I was just wondering what the colonel thought of that. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, Colonel, go ahead.
Yeah, well, on the first thing, yeah, the arrogance was on both the prosecution and Hunter Biden's lawyer's side. It was in both ways. And they both got called on it. The second thing in Ukraine, by far and away, the casualties on both sides, but particularly on the Russian side, are far greater than what the Russians are admitting to. And I think not by a grand margin. Yeah, the Ukrainians are slowly but surely winning this with the help of Europe, and mostly with the help of the United States of America, without a doubt. And I don't know what it'll be. Nobody's going to win this thing. Nobody's really genuinely winning this thing. It is, as you all pointed in an earlier segment, it's a proxy war, which we're engaged in, and it's not going to end anytime soon. Neither side's going to give in. They're intractable, and we don't have the leadership in America to actually bring about a close to it that would be required. It takes leadership to do that. We just don't have it.
Okay, Kyle, take it away. I know you wanted to ask about Mayorkas.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good to talk with you again.
Good morning, Professor.
All right. And, yes, of course, Mayorkas was up on the Hill. And our old friend Jerry Nadler had something to say about the proceedings there. He wanted to tell everybody that the border's not open. And he said it's not only false to say that, but it's an insult to what he called the brave men and women of the Border Patrol that work to keep us safe, basically. So I don't know. Is the border open or closed? I think we know the answer to that, but I want to get your take on it.
You know, Professor, as in the last week, as the evidence is mounting, and now we got Republicans and Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy actually starting to talk about impeachment for the President of the United States. For a long time now, in my opinion, hands down, the greatest argument for impeachment, and slowly but surely we've got some recalcitrant Republicans that will not talk it impeachment yet for Mayorkas. This guy is the head of United States Homeland Security, for crying out loud. Think about why this cabinet position was created. And given such incredible power, it wasn't for the purposes that are being served and failing to be served by Mayorkas. And it is. And he is lying and has continually lied to Congress. And he did it again in front of the House Judiciary Committee, and he got called out, rightfully so, once again by them. It's incredible. It's as plain as your nose on my face, and I got a big one. I'm not Italian, but I got an Italian nose, and it's pretty obvious. This is a guy that, if there ever was an argument for impeachment, it rests with impeaching this guy, Mayorkas.
Colonel, I just sent you a message on the messenger, and I'm going to read it. It's from Eric in Tennessee. He wants to know, how one can go about chartering and starting a Republican Liberty Caucus in his area, meaning East Tennessee.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Well, I tell you what, you can go to the National Republican Liberty Caucus, NRLC, our national organization. That's a start point. And the head of that is actually now, we elected him from California, but the former head is right here in Florida. You can get my contact information. I'll give him that, but he could also Google NRLC or National Republican Liberty Caucus, and he goes to the website right there, and there is a tab right there on that front page that says this is what you do. It's really not difficult to do. Boy, that's good news. I like to hear that.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. If he does, I'm sure he'd be very avid in it and do what needs to be done. But going back to you, Kyle, I'm sorry, but I wanted to get that in there. That was a question.
Oh, no, that's just fine, just fine. Well, also, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin writes, we now understand, I believe, that Ukraine is now claiming responsibility for the attack on the Crimea Bridge. How does that change what we've already sort of perceived about that?
Well, I think you and I, and we've talked about this before, we pretty much suspected that was the case anyway, that it was. We did. We weren't certain for a long time, but there's other things to do with that. But quite honestly, this sort of thing is probably secondary to so many other things to do, and it was a way for the Russians to kind of talk about, as they did yesterday, refused to talk in front of the United Nations about the attacks in Odessa and the damage that was done there. They just absolutely refused. Because he says, well, you're not going to let the Orthodox Church in Ukraine be a spokesman or a party to testify in front of the United Nations on that, so we're not going to talk about it. And that's just the nature of this odd game that's going on in Ukraine. It's amazing. So I don't think you or I are surprised that, in fact, in the end, Ukraine's did that. And the fact they're owning up to it is, to me, anyway, it's not much of a surprise either.
So also, of course, we know that Beijing, of course, is looking at how we're reacting to their navigations in the South China Sea and so forth. If we pull back, is that obviously the wrong message to send?
Yes, without a doubt. But, you know, it's one of many. Yeah, pulling back from it, that's incredible. I mean, one of the first right things that the Biden administration did is when we started to increase our naval presence in that area and we started sending a signal. But, even the suggestion that we should pull back and to talk about that is crazy, because that's not the way the Chinese think and operate.
Okay, guys, Colonel, I got to let you go. We look forward to talking to you next week and seeing you next week on Thursday.
And Professor.
All righty. Thank you very much. Okay, and Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more here and Bo Browning coming up from the National Aviation Academy right after the bottom of the hour news break.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorneys said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And this is it for Mixon's Groveside Cafe. This will be our last day we'll be there before they close up and go buy their new venture because the place has been sold. And the 29th is their last official day of business. But today we'll be there for our Have Lunch series. It'll be ending today. Next week we'll tell you where we're going. We'll be at a totally different place, different environment. A little bit more atmosphere, I guess, because we'll be not very far from the river, the Manatee River. And that'll be kind of interesting. Now, we're going to get into a conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. But first of all, this is what the National Aviation Academy is all about.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, guys and gals, especially you guys and gals coming out of the military, many of you have got an MOS that's similar or have experience with working with tools, and maybe you've been in a motor pool or something else. And you would definitely be primary candidates to become an aviation maintenance technician, because especially those of you that already have aircraft experience, you could pretty much step right in and do the speed-up course. And we've got Bo Browning with us. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, tell us how that works when you've got military experience and you were, say, an aviation maintenance tech with an aircraft wing somewhere in the military.
Yeah, for example, I worked CH-53, CH-46s in the United States Marine Corps. And when I separated from the Marine Corps, there's a thing called credible experience. It's part of the regulation under Part 65 of the Federal Aviation Regulation. And what it means is a person that has 18 or 30 months documented experience, has been trained in certain aspects of aviation maintenance, may apply for credible experience. And what that means is the Federal Aviation Administration will look over your records, your OJT, any documentation that you have, and they may sign you off to skip any additional training. In other words, you don't have to go to school. You can just use your OJT, your practical experience, to meet the requirements to take your FAA required general airframe and power plant testing. So it's a very easy way to a certain extent for people that have worked on aircraft, you know, in the military and also outside the military, to transition to the civilian world and get those ratings of airframe and power plant and move forward with your aviation career. So if you're in the military, you're an aircraft maintainer, and you're looking to transition into the civilian world and you want to get your airframe and power plant certification, look into the credible experience portion of the regulation, and you may meet those requirements, so you can just go take those tests.
Now, I know Kyle has got a couple of questions here, but what you do have one question ready there, Kyle. What is it?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Well, you know, again, you know, you're talking about people transitioning out of the military, for example, but what if you're high school age and you're getting ready to graduate high school? What is the right age? What's the right protocol to follow if someone's interested in becoming an aircraft mechanic like this?
Yeah, so let's take that high school graduate that's graduating from high school here, you know, this month or, you know, last month. What they need to do is look into the school. You know, technical trades are a very good aspect of the labor market right now. So for that high school graduate, they can look up any aviation maintenance technician school. There's roughly 180 certificated aviation maintenance technician schools in the United States. You know, apply to one of those schools. Make sure the school meets your needs. Make sure the school meets your expectations. You can apply to one of those schools. National Aviation Academy will allow you to enroll at the age of 16. You have to pass some entrance requirements that are set forth in the student catalog. You can see it on the website, naa.edu. You can go there and look at those entrance requirements. Get in touch with an admissions rep. If you meet those admissions requirements, you can enroll in school as of 16. However, you cannot take any, the Federal Aviation Administration will not issue you a power plant or airframe license or certificate until you reach the age of 18. But you can go through the school. You can take your FAA exams as long as you successfully complete all the school requirements, get issued a completion certificate from the school. You can take those exams prior to being 18. It's just the FAA will not issue your rating or certificate until you reach the age of 18. So it's very good opportunity for somebody, you know, coming out of high school. Let's say the high school graduate 17. They enroll at a school like National Aviation Academy. They go through the program. They start taking their FAA exams. When they reach 18, the FAA will start issuing their certificates and ratings as long as they met all the prerequisite requirements and passed all the exams.
You know where my mind went right away was the Civil Air Patrol with some of those cadets.
Yeah, possibly. You know, a good option for them. And then when they pass all those exams, they may be 19 years old. and they hit the workforce, and they're starting a very, very good career at the age of 19. You know, I'm pretty sure that most people that are 19, 20 years old in the United States don't realize that, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they can be, you know, employed in a job starting out, you know, making about $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance technician. So it's a great opportunity for somebody leaving high school, you know, come in, you know, work 20, 30 years, you know, you get on with a major air carrier, all those benefits, you know, all the opportunities that exist within the aviation industry, you know, it's phenomenal. You know, one of the things that I did is I've never been unemployed in the aviation industry. You know, I've seen some pretty tough times in the industry, but I've always been able to stay employed. You know, my particular job, my particular skill set, being a structures person has always kept me employed. So it's a great opportunity. You know, I really highly recommend people looking into the opportunity.
Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, you know, something, Bo, I was just thinking about when you're talking about that, is that obviously everybody, especially young people today, they want to get into a career that is going to be satisfying to them, where they feel that they make a difference or they accomplish something. I'm sure you've got all kinds of stories of people that got into National Aviation Academy, went out into industry, and are happy every single day because they're fixing a problem that puts a bird back in the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe everybody wants to feel like they're doing something important. Everybody's looking for a purpose in life. And the aviation industry, you know, for me, it fills both of those things, right? You know, every day I get up, you know, I have a job that, you know, is definitely looking out for the safety and well-being of the flying public. And it's a great opportunity. You know, it's something that's going to make you feel accomplished. You're going to be working with a group of people that have the same goal in mind, and that's to fix aircraft. Let's do it safely. Let's do it efficiently. Let's make sure all the flying public is safe when they get on those aircraft. And let's keep people moving in this world from point A to point B.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Bill, because we haven't talked a lot about the military and what's been going on here lately. I got about 30 seconds. But every time we turn around, there's more weapons, more money, more equipment going over to the Ukraine. I still haven't seen anybody come up with a complete accounting for the stuff that goes over there. Have you?
No, I haven't. You know, that's the federal government's business. And, you know, it would be nice to really understand a lot what's actually going on with a lot of those assets that are being sent over there. But, you know, again, you know, in today's world, there's opportunity all over the planet as an aviation maintenance technician. It's just a matter of researching those opportunities and taking advantage of when the opportunity comes in front of you.
Okay, here comes the music. So hang in there, Bo. Kyle, you hang in there. I'll be right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, maybe the FAA. How's that? And a little bit about what it is they do and how they do it. And I might have somebody that knows a little bit about something about that sitting all across the way from me. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tell us, what's on your mind? You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There you go. That's the lovely Kathy. And by the way, this final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Wines and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop by the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember, when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters, they are the absolute best of what they do. I've been working with them for well over 20 years now. They were the first sponsor, original sponsor I had on my program down there in Sarasota, and they've been with me ever since. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call because they'll come to you if you can't go to them. And by the way, make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. Again, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Just schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local, experienced, and very good at what they do, Dominique's Blinds and Decor. All righty, we're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Good morning.
And, of course, National Aviation Academy, the website is naa.edu.
The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. And after they go to the website, naa.edu, they should start thinking about which campus they want to go visit to take the tour to get a really good idea of what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, our Clearwater, Florida campus or our Concord, Massachusetts campus, you know, we run the Aviation Maintenance Technology Program at both campuses. At the Clearwater, Florida campus, they have the Aviation Maintenance Professional Program, which is a combination of the 14 and 7-month Advanced Aircraft Systems Program. Makes it that 21-month program. And in Concord, Mass., we run classes from 7:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. And at Clearwater, Florida, we run a day shift and a night shift from 7:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon and 4:30 in the afternoon to 11:40 at night. And also, depending on where you want to go, what campus interests you, or what part of the country, if you want to go to school day or night, and what program you want to enroll into, you know, look in the National Aviation Academy and you know, see if there's a spot for you, see if this NAA meets your expectation, and reach out, you know, on the website or call us, and, you know, an admissions rep will get in touch with you.
Okay, very good. Kyle, the thing about California is you have some schools out there, I'm sure, but when you asked about the young folks and the age, I did not know about the 16. I thought they had to be turning 18 before they got done. So I learned something with that.
Well, yeah, me too. And, of course, especially if you're an aviation enthusiast, if you're a young person and you love airplanes and you want to know what makes them tick, it seems to me, Bo, that one of the greatest things you could do is find out all about how you can do aircraft maintenance, because it's really the very heart of what keeps these things flying.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, depending on the institution that an individual decides to go to, their enrollment process may be a little different. But like I was saying, National Aviation Academy, if you have to be at least 16 years old to enroll at National Aviation Academy. But again, the Federal Aviation Administration will not issue an airframe or power plant certificate slash rating until you reach your 18th birthday. You must be a minimum age of 18 in order to be issued an airframe or power plant certificate.
Now, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, aren't they the ones that govern what it is you do?
Yes. So the Federal Aviation Administration is responsible for ensuring that all air agency certificate holders, like take National Aviation Academy, for example, they're a Part 147 certificate holder, that they're meeting the requirements of the regulation by following the policies and procedures that the Federal Aviation Administration has approved. So the regulation is going to tell you the things that you must do. It's up to you to figure out how you want to do it, and the Federal Aviation Administration will approve that process or not approve that process. And come in to do oversight, surveillance, or inspections. They're going to make sure that you're following that process that was approved to meet the regulation. Mm-hmm. So that's primarily what the Federal Aviation Administration's responsibility is, to ensure all air agency holders are following their processes and their policies that were approved under their certificate.
And, Kyle, I think you had something you wanted to say there.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Captain. Bo, something also popped into my mind about this, and that is, you know, we talk about the air carriers, but what about general aviation and mechanic needs in that area? Is that something that commercial aviation technicians also do as part of their career?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the general aviation aircraft segment is huge in the United States. There are more private-owned aircraft in the United States than any other country in the world. So it's a huge segment of the aviation industry. You know, myself, for example, you know, in years past, you know, I was working at Part 145 MROs, maintenance, repair, and overhaul facilities, and I was also doing general aviation maintenance for other small companies that that were maintaining privately owned aircraft. So I was primarily working commercial aircraft for my primary job, but I have some part-time jobs maintaining some general aviation aircraft, small piston-powered aircraft, things like that. So there is opportunity out there. There's a lot of crossover information. You know, obviously, when you go to work for somebody, you got to make sure they're following their policies and procedures as they were written, and make sure you're maintaining those aircraft by all the maintenance manuals and guidance that's out there. You know, you don't want to jeopardize your certificate. You don't want to get nobody in trouble. You want to make sure the aircraft is safely maintained and everybody stays safe while they're out there flying around.
Now, this is the last day that you'll be with us, Bo, because you've decided to take a new job, and I'll use the expression this way, to take a new job that was offered to you, a great career move on your part, to work for Big Brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been offered an opportunity to go to work for the federal government, and you know, it's a great opportunity for me and my future. And you know, many times over the past years we've talked about, you know, your airframe power plant license is a key to the door. It's going to open opportunities for you, and you have to, you know, assess those opportunities and take those opportunities when they're presented to you. And I've been presented with an opportunity, and you know, I'm excited about it. And National Aviation Academy, what was a great place for me to work. I gained a lot of great experience, and you know, they're in good hands, and they'll continue to move forward, and they'll train highly efficient and safe aviation maintenance technicians.
Well, you'll always have a friend here, so you're welcome at any time in any capacity, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to find out about National Aviation Academy and what it was you did and what other people have done too. So it's a great, great, great thing to have happen. Kyle, last words?
Well, I just want to give Bo congratulations and wish him good luck and Godspeed in this great new chapter of your life. It really sounds exciting.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, you know, and I've really enjoyed my time over the years coming in and being part of the show and, you know, spreading the information about aviation maintenance. It's not something that's really talked about. It's not really known about out there. And hopefully over the years we've done a good job getting information out there to individuals that were looking for a career opportunity. Aviation industry in general is a great opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity right now. And any young person, any military individual that's going to be retiring or separating, you know, look into it. It's a great opportunity for you. Again, it's done a lot for me in my life, and I can't say that you know, there's anything bad about it. I mean, obviously it's hard work, and you have your good days and your bad days, but the bottom line is, you know, I've always stayed employed. I've always had a good career. I've always been around good people. And so it's a great opportunity for anybody looking to have purpose and, you know, feel accomplished.
Okay, well, Bo and I are going to be going to breakfast. So, Bo, thank you very much. And, Kyle, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain. Have a great day, everybody.
All righty. And, of course, don't forget, folks, that today, the last day for me at Mixon's Groside Cafe. I'll be down there for lunch. Stop on by if you can, say howdy, and we're going to take a group picture, sing Auld Lang Syne, and send the place out in style, so to speak, down there. But Mixon's Groside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms, and they've been in business for 40 years, Janet and Dean, and it's going to be quite the event there, so I hope you get a chance to stop on by and say howdy, and enjoy the Captain's Club for one last time, for me anyway, and like I say, Bo and I are going to go out and have a little breakfast, and we hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you on the Radio tonight. More coming your way tonight. Have a good day. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. God bless America. Stay low.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.